Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldari, and today Masechet Sota, Daf Chaf Gimel, the third Perek HaYanotel. The Zichud Masechet Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas HaTorah. So the few topics we're going to focus on, number one, the next Mishnah states, Ve'elu shemin choseh nisrafos, and these are the Sotas whose menachos are burned. Ho omeres tamei ani l'cha, one who says, I'm defiled to you, meaning she admits her guilt, v'shebal le'edim she tamei, and one about whom witnesses came and testified that she's defiled, v'omeres ani shoyse, and one who says, I will not drink, v'shebal le'edim rotze l'ashkose, and one whose husband does not want to give her to drink, v'shebal le'bal le'bederech, and one whose husband had relations with her on the way, invalidating her for the procedure, v'kol nesuos l'kohanim, and anyone married to kohanim min choseh nisrafos, their menachos are burned. This last case refers to the rule that every valid mincha of a kohen's wife, not only that of a sota, must be burned entirely and not eaten. The other five cases refer to invalidated menachos that cannot be offered. Point number two, Bryce explains why the mincha of a non-kohenes married to a kohen is entirely burned. Her mincha cannot be eaten because her husband, a kohen, has a share in it since he funds her mincha. And is not completely offered on the Mizbeach, meaning without a kmitza, as a kohen's mincha is, because she, as a non-kohenes, has a share in it, since it's her mincha. Rather, the kometz is offered by itself, and the remainder is brought by itself. The Gemara adds that it should be prohibited to offer the remnants on the Mizbeach, because of the principle, anything that a part of it is brought on the Mizbeach, the remnants are prohibited to be burned on the Mizbeach. Here, the remnants of the wife's share, a non-kohenes, would be forbidden to be burned. The Gemara ultimately answers how kometz kar ba'atzma, the kometz is offered by itself, and the remainder is scattered over the place of the ashes, meaning they are neither burned nor eaten. And pointing with you, the fourth parak begins, Arusa v'shimeres yavam l'shosos v'onotos ksuba. On Merusa, a woman married with Kedushin but before Nisuin, and a woman awaiting Yavam, do not drink the sota waters, nor do they receive their ksuba, because the Torah says, Ashatista isha tachas isha, when a woman was straight while under her husband, implying a full marriage status, prat l'arusa v'shimeres yavam, excluding an arusa and a shimeres yavam. The arusa forfeits her ksuba because her actions prohibited her to her husband without the possibility of drinking to return to him. Rashi explains that a shimeres yavam, although she may not be prohibited to the yavam, forfeits her ksuba because the yavam can reasonably decline to marry such a woman. The Mishnah adds that for any union prohibited by a negative commandment, such as a widow to a such as an almana to a kohen gadol, or a grusha or chalutza to an ordinary kohen, or Yisrael marrying a mamzeres, or vice versa, the wife does not drink or receive her ksuba. Rashi explains that the sota must be one who is otherwise fit to remain married. So once again, the few points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Be'el shemin chosehem nisrafos, and these are the sotas whose menachos are burned. Ho omeres tamei ani l'cha, one who says, I'm defiled to you, meaning she admits her guilt, v'shebal le'edim she tamei, and one about whom witnesses came and testified that she's defiled, v'omeres ani shoyse, and one who says, I will not drink, v'shebal le'edim rotze l'ashkose, and one whose husband does not want to give her to drink, v'shebal le'bal le'bederech, and one whose husband had relations with her on the way, invalidating her for the procedure, v'kol nesuos l'kohanim, and anyone married to kohanim min choseh nisrafos, their menachos are burned. This last case refers to the rule that every valid mincha of a kohen's wife, not only that of a sota, must be burned entirely and not eaten. The other five cases refer to invalidated menachos that cannot be offered. Point number two, a Bryce explains why the mincha of a non-kohenes married to a kohen is entirely burned. Her mincha cannot be eaten because her husband, a kohen, has a share in it since he funds her mincha. And is not completely offered on the Mizbeach, meaning without a kmitza, as a kohen's mincha is, because she, as a non-kohenes, has a share in it, since it's her mincha. Rather, the kometz is offered by itself, and the remainder is brought by itself. The Gemara adds that it should be prohibited to offer the remnants on the Mizbeach, because of the principle, anything that a part of it is brought on the Mizbeach, the remnants are prohibited to be burned on the Mizbeach. Here, the remnants of the wife's share, a non-kohenes, would be forbidden to be burned. The Gemara ultimately answers how kometz kar ba'atzma, the kometz is offered by itself, and the remainder is scattered over the place of the ashes, meaning they are neither burned nor eaten. And pointing with you, the fourth parak begins, Arusa v'shimeres yavam l'shosos v'onotos ksuba. On Merusa, a woman married with Kedushin but before Nisuin, and a woman awaiting Yavam, do not drink the sota waters, nor do they receive their ksuba, because the Torah says, Ashatista isha tachas isha, when a woman was straight while under her husband, implying a full marriage status, prat l'arusa v'shimeres yavam, excluding an arusa and a shimeres yavam. The Orisa forfeits her ksuba because her actions prohibited her to her husband without the possibility of drinking to return to him. Rashi explains that Oshomer's Yavam, although she may not be prohibited to the Yavam, forfeits her ksuba because the Yavam can reasonably decline to marry such a woman. The Mishnah adds that for any union prohibited by a negative commandment, such as a widow to a such as an almana to a kohen gadol, or a grusha or chalutza to an ordinary kohen, or Yisrael marrying a mamzeres, or vice versa, the wife does not drink or receive her ksuba. Rashi explains that the sota must be one who is otherwise fit to remain married. All right, so now we go to our siman daf chav gimel, and our standard siman is kugelach. Kugelach is a children's game that's similar to jacks. So here goes. The children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke coming from mincha sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, covered their ears because an arusa and shomer's yavam were wailing after they were told they don't drink and also don't receive their kusuba. Once again, it's a motion. The children playing with red kugelach, that must be more daf chav gimel. The children playing with red kugelach, who were coughing from all the smoke, come from minchas sotos that need to get burned, which reminds us. The Mishnah lists the sotos whose minchas are burned, such as one who says, I'm defiled to you, meaning she's admitting her guilt, one about whom witnesses come and testify that she's defiled, one who says, I will not drink, and one whose husband does not want to give her to drink, and one whose husband had relations with her on the way, invalidating her for the procedure. So the children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from minchas sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, which reminds us, our Bryce explains why the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen is entirely burned. Her mincha cannot be eaten because her husband, the kohen, has a share in it since he funds her mincha, and it's not completely offered on the mizbeach, meaning without kamitza as the kohen's mincha is, because she, a non-kohenis, has a share in it since it's her mincha. So the children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from minchas sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, covered their ears because an arusa and shomer's yavam were wailing after they were told they don't drink and also don't receive their kasuba. Which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, arusa v'shomer's yavam v'shosos, an arusa and a shomer's yavam do not drink the sota waters, nor do they receive their ksuba, because the Torah says, ashetista isha takas isha, when a woman will stray while under her husband, implying a full marriage status, prat la arusa v'shomer's yavam, excluding an arusa and a shomer's yavam. So once again, the children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from mincha sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, covered their ears because an arusa and shomer's yavam were wailing after they were told they don't drink and also don't receive their kasuba. All right, so now it's time for four blah bah chazara. Daf Yutes. So the simmer Daf Yutes is a yacht. So here goes. The kohen on the red sota yacht, that must be more in Daf Yutes. The Kohen on the red sota yacht, who had a challenging time doing tenufa of the mincha sota, together with the sota as it rolled over big waves, which reminds us, the sota's mincha is weighed by the Kohen and sota together based on the Gezer Sheva linking sota and shlami, where it states by shlami that certain parts are waved by the owner, teaching that both the owner and the Kohen must wave together, both by mincha sota and a shlami. So the Kohen on the red sota yacht, who had a challenging time doing tenufa the mincha sota together with the sota as it rolled over big waves, then tried afterwards to give her the sota waters to drink without spilling, which reminds us, in the mission the Tanakhama said, Hayamashkev Achachav Makrivis Minchasa, he would give her the sota waters to drink and afterwards offer her mincha. Rabbi Shimon said, Makrivis Minchasa V'Achachach Hayamashkev, he would offer her mincha and afterwards give her to drink. Still he said that if he gave her to drink and then offered her mincha, it's valid, although it's not the correct order, in his opinion. So the Kohen on the red sota yacht, who had a challenging time doing tenufa of the mincha sota together with the sota as it rolled over big waves, then tried afterwards to give her the sota waters to drink without spilling, which was especially difficult when she said she wasn't drinking after the scroll was erased, which reminds us, if the scroll was erased and she says, I'm not drinking, if she retracts in defiance, it is tantamount to a confession of guilt and she does not drink no matter when she retracted. When she retracts because she became afraid and does not indicate an admission, we allow a retraction if the mincha was not offered because the scroll was not yet erased or was erased incorrectly. But after it's erased properly, we force her to drink. Dav Chaf, so the simmer Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. As the sota relaxing at the post-drinking Mesota cafe, that must be more daf chav. as the Sota relaxing at the post-drinking Mesota Cafe started to get bloated, not knowing that her schusim were up, which reminds us. The next mission describes the death of the guilty Sota. She does not finish drinking before her face turns pale, her eyes bulge, and she appears filled with veins from swelling. And they say, take her out, so she's not metame the azar. The Gemara will explain that the concern of Tuma is that she may become a nida from fear. The Mishnah continues, if she has a schus, which is defined on the next daf, the schus dispenses the punishment for her. So, as the Sota relaxing in the post-drinking Mesota Cafe started to get bloated, not knowing that her schusim were up, the young Sota with two rebbes who realized what was happening ran out with his kankatome he used for writing Sivei Torah, which reminds us about Rabbi Meir's putting kankatome into his ink and the sequence of warning first under Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Yishmael, and then back to Rabbi Akiva. So, as the Sota relaxing the post-drinking Mesota Cafe started to get bloated, not knowing that her schusim were up, the young Sota with two rebbes who realized what was happening ran out with his kankatome he used for writing Sifrei Torah, and with a small bottle of erasable ink he used to write the Parsha Sota, which reminds Rabbi Yehuda quoted Rabbi Meir, "Lekol matil kankatome etoch dio." For all the Torah we may put kankatome into the ink, chutz meparsha Sota b'vat, except for the Sota section, so it may be erased. Rabbi Yaakov quoted Rabbi Meir as only disallowing it in a scroll written for a Sota in the Mikdash. The Gemara explains that they dispute if the psukim of a Sefer Torah may be used for a Sota despite their not being written for that purpose. Daf Chafal. So the Simmer Daf Chafal is a car. Daf Chafal. So the Simmer Daf Chafal is a car because Bostonians pronounce car ka, and we use a race car. So here goes. The mother driving the red race car, that must be learned off car, ka. The mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light, which reminds us the Gemara brings different pshatim in the pasuk, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, for a mitzvah is a lamp and the Torah is light. So the mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light to take her sons to Cheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which schusim suspends the punishment of a Sota. Torah mitzvahs. Rabina answers, well, m'schus Torah, actually the merit of Torah study does protect the Sota. Although she's not commanded in study, he says in the word of causing their sons to learn Torah and Mishnah by sending them off to study and waiting for their husbands to return home from the base of Midrash, do they not take a share with them? So, the mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light to take her sons to Cheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim figured out a shortcut to avoid traffic because she was cunning from all the Torah her father had taught her. Which reminds us, Rabbi Avohu provides the source for Beleazar's opinion that one who teaches his daughter Torah is as if he taught her intimacy. Rashi explains that by studying Torah, the daughter will gain a certain cunning which might embolden her to engage in moral activities, confident she'll not get caught. Rabbi Avohu brought a source, for it's written, Ani chokma shechanti arma, I, the Torah and wisdom, I dwelled with cunning, which teaches, Kevin shenichnasa chokma ba'adam, nichnasa imo armumis. Now once the Torah's wisdom enters a person, cunning enters with it. Daf Chav Beis, so the Zimmer Daf Chav Beis is a taxicab. So here goes. The boor taxicab driver, taxicab, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Beis. The bored taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim, which reminds us the Gemara makes numerous statements regarding one who is Kar Vashana Voshimish Talmud Chachamim, one who studied Torah and Mishnah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim to understand the reasons for the Mishnah. Moazah said of such a person, Harz Amaharz, he's an Amaharz, and is unreliable regarding Tahara Meiser. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said, Harz Abur, he's a boor, meaning he's worse than an Amaharz. So the poor taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim got distracted when his Almana passenger told him that she traveled to the shul at the far end of town for extra reward, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, L'manu yiris chet mebasua v'kibuschar me'almana. We have learned fear of sin from a basua and receipt of reward from an Almana. The latter case is learned from an Almana who traveled daily to Davin in Rabbi Yochanan's base Midrash, although her own neighborhood had a shul. Rabbi Yochanan questioned her, my daughter, is there not a shul in your neighborhood? She responded, Rebbe, will schar psios yeshli? My master, is there not reward for the steps taken in the additional traveling? So the boor taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim got distracted when his Almana passenger told him that she traveled to the shul at the far end of town for extra reward and almost crashed into a group of seven false Perushin, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa, Shiva Perushinhan. There are seven types of false aesthetics, and the Gemara explains them. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss with Rabbi Meir putting kankantom into his ink and the sequence of whom he studied under? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number two, which stuff do we discuss cases where the Sota's minchas are burned? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good number three. Which daf did Rabbi Yavo bring a source for the idea that a father who teaches his daughter Torah has taught her to be cunning? That's on daf Chafav. Good number four. Which daf did we know that there are seven types of prushim, false aesthetics? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good number five. Which daf did we know that Ravina holds the schus of the sota is from Torah for bringing her kids to cheder and waiting for her husband to return from the Beis HaMidrash? That's on daf Chafav. Good number six. When do we force a sota to drink if she refuses to drink after the scroll was erased? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good number seven. Which daf did we know that Arusa and Shomer Yavam do not drink nor do they receive their ksuba? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good number eight. Which daf did we know that one who studied Torah and Mishnah but did not serve Talmid Chachamim to understand the reasons for the Mishnah is called an Amah Aretz or a boor? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good number nine. Which of you discuss what the sota is saying Amen, Amen for? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. And number 10. Which of you discuss what is done with a mincha of a non-Kohenis married to a Kohen? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.